You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest today is Mo Dog Darling. We're going to start by listening to a track from some CDs that she brought in, and then we'll get into some interview and some live stuff, so stick around. It's going to be a good show. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
Forget your sign, forget your head at the door, forget your falling and just let it go. Don't wreck it, Hollywood, you came too fast. You disappear under the summer. I can't recall the way you look, but hey, you met me. I can't recall the words I said, but hey, you met me. I can't remember what we did, but you fell out your star. You fell out, I could've sworn I caught you. I could've sworn I broke you falling high. Hollywood, you left the scene without saying so long to all your closest friends. You wrecked it, forgot your sign, forgot your rings and all your fake your notes when you walked away. You wrecked it, Hollywood, you left your footprints. Parents' house, it wasn't safe for you to come back home, but you left it up to fate and met me. I can't recall the way you look, but hey, you met me. I can't recall the words I said, but hey, you met me. I can't remember what we did by you fell out of your star. You fell out, I could've sworn I caught you. I could've sworn I broke you falling. Hey, you met me. I can't recall the way you look, but hey, you met me. I can't remember what I did, but hey, you met me. I can't remember what we said, but you fell out your star. You fell out, I could've sworn I caught you. I could've sworn I broke your fall.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Marisa of Mo Dog Darling. How are you?
I'm good.
Thanks for battling the traffic out here.
Of course. I ran.
Yeah. You ran all the way from Long Beach, did you not?
I did. I ran all the way from Long Beach.
Wow.
It took me like an hour to catch my breath.
Is there like a whole other scene, like independent music scene in Long Beach, or is that sort of considered part of the Los Angeles scene at this stage? Because I've had a few bands in here who are sort of LA bands, and then you look at their MySpace and it actually says Long Beach.
Says Long Beach. Well, I think Long Beach has a scene that's sort of erupting right now. Maybe bands will associate with LA, you know, but I think once it gets a little stronger in Long Beach, which it is, at least in my opinion it is, I think they'll be proud and just say Long Beach, you know.
Now, Mo Dog Darling, is that an alias for a person or the name of the project that you do?
Well, it's the name of the project, and it's also a nickname. Mo Dog in high school, friends would call me Mo Dog. Not all my friends would, but some of them were, a select few.
And what is sort of, is there a fundamental difference in your mind between MoDog Darling, the music project, and who
and
you are
who
as
I
a
am?
Person?
Sort of, you know, MoDog Darling is a little more biting than Marisa, you know, uh-huh. at times. But I used to say it was my alter ego. It's not so much anymore, you know. I'm just letting it all blend together. I've got another project called Vac Bag, and that's more of an alter ego. Like, I wear a wig, you know, and it's like a whole different thing. But yeah, MoDog's more like me.
And is this a solo project for you, or do you have a band that you work with, or a crew that follows you around?
It's solo. I used to work with this bassist, Fabian Kravitz. In fact, he's all over the first album, Parlor Flattery. And we used to play as Glasses Nerds. And then sort of had a falling out, but then would still play together under MoDog Darling.
Was it a nerd falling out? Was it over a Star Trek thing? Or?
Yeah, we had a battle over like Star Trek. No, but you know how some things just don't work out. You know, playing live seems to be trying.
It can be taxing.
It can be taxing with different personalities. And that's what happened with me and Fabian. Although we do get along, and in the studio, it's great. In fact, a track I'm going to play a little later, he's on. He actually did bass and drums for it. But for what I'm putting together now, I'm looking for musicians that I can trust on stage and in the studio to back me up, because it's gonna be a bigger sound. MoDog mm-hmm. Darling's getting bigger. So
what was this we were just listening to, this album? Is this a your debut, or I have a couple of CDs that you brought in for me today.
Yeah, the first track, Hollywood, what we just listened to, was off the first album. That also had Fabian Kravitz on it, on the upright bass. And the next track we're going to listen to is off the second album, and it's a solo piano piece.
Cool. Well, we'll get into that in a little bit. Why don't we jump into a live song, if you're ready?
Oh, yeah, sure. Let me stand up and get the ukulele going.
So you brought a ukulele for those who can't imagine it over the radio, you're like a giant with this tiny guitar. It's a perfect little replica of a guitar. Here, let me bring it up. There we go. Okay, what are you gonna play for us first?
Well, I gotta back this up with a little story. I've got a art project coming up called "I'm Gonna Die, Caroline." And this is part of the soundtrack of that. And it's mainly, Caroline's one of the main characters, and she writes songs for August, which is another main character. And that's all I'm going to give you for now. But
okay, you're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is MoDog Darling.
August, it looks like it has gotten later. Will it may stay? If I got up to walk myself back home, I never find the route I know, my way back home. Don't ever let me go. Don't ever let me go again. Oh, please believe when I say, whenever I'm with you, I'm inspired. I'm inspired. I guess it looks like it has gotten later, the moon has rose. If you release me from your warm embraces, I'll never find the route I know, my way back home. Don't again. Oh, please believe when I say,
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Mo Dog Darling. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, the ukulele is a really interesting instrument because it doesn't sort of have the ability to offend. It has a lightheartedness about it,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it's sort of minimal.
You never imagine someone finishing a song like that and just bashing the ukulele and, you know, biting the head off a bat or anything.
Although I've had thoughts of making like a little ukulele just to like break on stage.
Just like jam out on it.
Yeah, jam out on it and then break it.
How do songs usually start for you? I mean, that seemed like a very storytelling kind of song.
Yeah.
Is it usually have like an idea for the lyrics first, or does the tune usually come
sometimes,
to you first?
You know, I'm always thinking about lyrics throughout the day. It's sort of like an obsession. And when I sit down, I'm like, oh, well, this idea would go with this chord progression. You know, it's like a vibe thing, and they play off each other and work together. And I don't know, when I'm thinking about ideas and what I want to do, I just sort of let it go in the direction that it happens to go in. When I write, I usually write a chord progression and then a vocal melody, and I know like where I want the enunciation to be, but I don't know exactly what I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
And then that comes later. That's like the finishing touch is writing actual words.
And does the song just eventually just kind of fall out of you, or do you have to leave songs and come back to them later?
Both. Sometimes it's like, boom, one night, and there's a song, and I'm satisfied with it. And then other times it's a struggle. I'll have pieces of songs lying around, and then I'll have to come back to them. If I'm still interested in them, I'll go back. I have an idea, you know, a tape recorder, an idea recorder. And I'll go back every few months and see if there's anything interesting on there that I want to develop.
What came for you first? Was it singing, songwriting, or playing an instrument?
I started playing an instrument when I was in about eighth grade. I started playing bass, guitar, you know. And then I sort of dropped it throughout high school, but I picked up the guitar when I was about 17 and started writing songs. And then just never stopped, you know. It was like my favorite thing to do. So.
And now you play a bunch of different instruments. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. Fabian Kravitz, I met him back in 2000, and he had a piano, and we used to hang out all the time, and we'd go over and have jam sessions because he's a really good bassist and drummer. And I'd never really played with the piano until we started hanging out, and then it felt natural, you know, and I was like, oh, just started writing songs on it, and then I guess now I consider myself a piano player.
Have you always had that kind of relationship with musical instruments where it's, you know, you don't necessarily need to be really familiar with them? You can kind of pick them up after a while?
Yeah, 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 definitely. It was the same thing with the ukulele. You know, I just picked it up and I'm like, oh, this is really fun. And like at first it sounds like a bunch of nothing, you know, and then all of a sudden you get familiar with it and then you start writing songs with it.
I guess it's true of anything, like learning a language. You have to be willing to do it wrong for a long
exactly,
time before you start
exactly.
doing it right.
Like, oh man, I've hit so many sour notes. But sometimes that's good, you know?
And then when did singing sort of come into it for you? Did you just sort of, you know, start singing or did you have to really develop and evolve into your voice?
I sort of had to develop into my voice. Like, it's gotten a lot stronger in the past few years just from playing live gigs and things like that. I always loved singing, like, ever since I was a kid. My dad's side's very musical, and they're a bunch of singers. My aunts are all singers. And so we've always been singing in the family, but I didn't take it seriously until I started writing songs to go with it, to go with the voice, you know?
Well, you might never take it seriously. You never
I know.
Why don't we listen to another track? You were suggesting we play off of this newer album,
yeah.
I'm the Queen, You're the Pauper.
Yeah.
And why don't we... What's the name of the track we're going to
listen to?
It's
called Rolled in Paper Wrapped in Rubber Bands.
All right, and we'll come back with some more interview and live music in just a bit. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Mo Dog Darling. Stick around. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Mo Dog Darling. Marisa, tell me a little bit about what you like to sing about. You were saying how you were writing some music mm-hmm. for, you know, with some characters in mind because you had a program that you were doing it for.
Yeah.
But when you're left to your own devices, what usually comes out of you? Are there certain themes you come back to?
Always, you know, the love and loss. I always come back to that. But that's kind of like a songwriting staple.
Right.
You know? Because even if you haven't felt that emotion for a long time, it's still, if you conjure it up, it's still potent.
If you've ever been hit by a truck,
exactly.
You know what it's like
to
be in love.
You know what it feels like. Yeah. But lately, my songwriting's changing. It's getting a little brighter. It doesn't always have to do with love. And I've been sort of writing about fictional characters that maybe I associate with, so it makes the lyrics poignant, but it isn't directly me, you know? And so in a way, that's sort of freeing. It makes the songwriting a little bit easier because it's not like, oh, you know, I'm exposing myself so much. You mm-hmm. know, it's like, oh, this character I'm exposing so much.
Does some of that come from the challenge of it being a solo project? Like, you don't have the traditional band setting where you can bounce mm-hmm. your ideas off people and you need to challenge yourself to come up with new things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm constantly doing that, you know. Or just the challenge comes in developing the idea in a coherent form that will be received well, you know. But I think just letting my mind sort of go allows me to take ideas from different areas without feeling weird about it, you know.
Speaking of letting your mind go, it sounds like a perfect segue to talking about live performance. Mm. You know, how was it for you the first time you got up there and you're like, hey, everyone, I'm Mo Dog Darling. This is what I do. Was that a nerve-wracking experience?
The first time it was nerve-wracking. But since, I've gotten really used to it. And, you know, nervousness and excitement are pretty much the same thing. And so I just changed that into excitement. So now before a gig, I'm like, oh man, I'm so excited to get up there, you know?
It's like they tell the actors, you know, use that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I definitely try to use that. If any other musicians are listening, I know my first gig, I was like scared to death, even though it was like in this quasi art gallery, you know, and there were probably 10 people there. You know, I was still like really nervous, but now in the same arena, I'd be like, oh man, this is like being in my living room.
Like this show.
Yeah, yeah.
What kind of atmospheres do you like to play in? Where do you see your music being the best received?
Lately, it's been best received like in coffee houses and things like that, like artful places. Although when I was on this most recent tour, a few bars were really awesome. And like I was kind of not afraid to go in there to play, but you know, when you're in a loud bar area and you're just like this one woman show,
and
you
gotta compete with the clinking of beer glasses,
exactly, and pool tables and things like that. And when people stop and listen, it's like the best feeling in the world, you know. So I don't know, it's a mixed bag. I like it all, I guess.
What kind of reaction do you hope to get from your audience? I mean, because it's not like it's dance music where you can look out there and
see
they're
people
moving, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to base it on what they tell you
yeah.
or whether or not they're paying attention.
Yeah.
Is there a kind of communication you want to get across to them? Is there feedback you would like to be getting from them?
Man, I just want people to like me, you know. I know that sounds like so weak, but I really do. And like the way, man, when I was in high school, I like loved Morrissey. Ideally, I would like that to happen. I want
people
to
look at you like Morrissey.
Yeah, I want him to run on stage and like, you know, try to like.
You'd like people to listen to you while they're contemplating suicide.
Possibly, because when I think about how devoted I was to Morrissey, it'd be awesome to have like some devoted fans, and then I'd be just as devoted to them.
Well, we hate it when our friends become successful, so you're probably not. If you're ready, let's do another live song.
All right,
what would you like to play? All right.
And semi-new.
All right, whenever you're ready.
Okay. I think I'm ready. Oh, you look pretty tonight. Yeah, your head down to your feet. Oh, when I'm wrong and too right, you got your halo, your halo on your knees. Oh, and the cargo, ooh, oh, and the cargo, makes me tired. It makes me tired. Talking tonight, you got your lips tied up so tight. Oh, and we're wrong and too right. You got your arms folded just right. It makes me tired. It makes me. It makes me tired. It makes me tired. It makes me tired. You look pretty tonight. You got your hair down. Your hat down to your feet.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Mo Dog Darling. That was fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
So myspace.com/Mo Dog Darling. Is that's that the it. Place to go for the most up-to-date info?
Yeah, that's the what I have access to. I've got a guy that works on my website. And I don't know how to work any of that, so...
Nobody does.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, so yeah, MySpace is the best place to go for super updated stuff.
How's it been for you, you know, playing out live and trying to build your audience and build kind of a crowd and...
It's been trying, you know. I've got devoted fans that you see at most every show, which is really cool. I'm so thankful for them. If they're listening, God, I love you guys, you know.
I think they are, by the way. We're getting great numbers today.
Oh, sweet. Oh, I'm stoked. But, you know, the CD release party was huge, a huge success. And it was like everybody came out for that. And it felt really good to have that support. But now, you know, I need to play a little bit more and open for bigger things, you know. If anybody's listening and they like what they hear, modogdarling.com.
Do you have a preference in terms of playing live versus being a recording artist?
I like playing live because I like the energy, but there's something really beautiful about the recording process, especially since I do all the recording at home. I took a bunch of recording classes and, I do all the recording at home, and it's just a nice, quiet, sort of meditative process, even though it's very repetitive.
But it's sort of, is it like it's your chance to be alone with the music?
Exactly. Yeah. And get it to sound exactly how I want it. And, you know, play every part perfectly, and when it comes out the way I want it to, it's very, very satisfying.
Is that a bit of a challenge too? Because you don't have that person there to say, "All right, enough already, relent." You know, let the song be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's total Steely Dan, like a one man Steely Dan project. You know, like I've spent like a couple of days just doing one guitar part, and sometimes I just let it go. Like there were times where, like I do like a Christmas EP every year for my friends and family, and I'd be like under the gun, November, trying to record the thing, and then had to send it off to get mastered or whatever, you know, and just like messing up on ukulele or whatever it was, and just having to keep it, because sometimes that's nice, you know.
Oh, sure.
Mess up.
We hate to think anybody's pressured doing dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. Now, when you finish an album like this last one, do you kind of take a break from songwriting and just promote the album, or are you someone who just can't stop writing and constantly making new material?
I'm constantly writing. There's constantly ideas going, and although with this album I did stop and I did a little tour and things like that, I still have, you know, as soon as this came out, I had the next one in mind. And
so you're already working on...
Yeah, I'm working on the next one. And it's going to be a full band project, this next one. Daryl Blood might be on it.
Oh, cool.
Going to get, like, all excellent my friends. Musician. Yeah, he is an excellent musician. But I'm just going to try to get all my friends together on it. It's going to be, instead of, like, how this album, it's just me, this next one's going to be, like, everybody me.
Now, are you looking to put together a Modog Darling band, or is it going to be
definitely
Modog Darling and her friends who sort of come and go?
Well, see, the recorded project's going to be like the friends, but playing live, it's going to be a set band that, you know, like I said before, some loyal souls that I can trust to be there on time and, you know, and play a good show.
Cool. Why don't we listen to another track from one of these CDs?
All right,
what do you recommend?
Let's see. If we want to go for, like, let's go back to the old CD, the first one.
All right.
Let's play At the Hem of My Dress. Let's see. What track is that?
Oh, this is back before numbers. We started numbering CD tracks.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It's track 9.
All right. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Modog Darling. Stick around. And we're back on Is Good on killradio.org, hanging out with Mo Dog Darling. Hey, where can people get these CDs?
They can get them on cdbaby.com. They can also get them on, I guess, PayPal. They can get it right off my
off your MySpace page.
Yeah. And they can also get it, if they're local, from Fingerprints down in Long Beach. And also Barnes & Noble carries it on PCH. And I think Amoeba's got it, too, if you're an LA kid.
What are some of the challenges that you bring upon yourself in terms of, like you're saying, you're going to add some musicians to the roster and, you know, change your style of writing a little bit. Are there any other things in your mind that are sort of like, you know, you use to protect yourself from doing the same thing over and over?
Well, I'm constantly thinking, like, when I'm writing, like, oh, I don't want to, like, get stuck in this rhythm or get stuck in this time, you know? And now, like, lately, I haven't been thinking about it too much because it seems like what the corporate progression calls for, the rhythm sort of, like, it sort of molds itself around that. So
the songs kind of end up writing themselves.
Yeah,
there's not much you can
do
about it.
In a way. And I guess just, like, listening to different things, like, keeping what I listen to fresh, even if it's, like, digging up stuff that I used to listen to when I was a kid. Then, you know, just like constantly rotating what I'm listening to.
That makes a big difference. It's a lot of times, you know, I find this happens to me all the time. I have this huge music collection, and then, you know, because of iTunes and it's shuffling thousands of songs, a song will pop up that I haven't listened to since I was like 14.
I know.
And normally I would just, you know, go to the next one because, you know, iTunes has made us all have attention deficit disorder. But every once in a while, you know, you'll stick with it and you'll realize why you liked it so much when you were a kid. And then
it inspires
you for new things.
I know.
Do you find yourself sort of heavily influenced by the music that you're listening to at any given time?
I do, depending upon how different it is. Like, there's a band called Faraquay, and they're from Chicago, I think. They're not together anymore, but they're sort of like prog rock-ish, but more rock. Anyway, I started listening to them about 3 or 4 years ago, and that's all I listened to for like a month straight. And definitely my style changed. My writing style became like Faraquay. And that was the first time I'd ever experienced that like directly. Like, oh man, like I'm kind of ripping these guys off, like unconsciously. But I didn't ever use any songs that I wrote in that Faraquay style because they were a little too prog, you know, for probably the Mo Dog Darling fans' taste. But if I ever made a prog rock band, I might pull those songs out.
When you think about style and genre, and especially when it comes to like pitching yourself to the suits in order to get booked somewhere, how do you compartmentalize yourself? What do you say? I'm a singer-songwriter?
Singer-songwriter, yeah. That's usually what I do. Lately, I've been doing the pop thing. I've been trying to network a little bit more in that way, like with, you know, people that are involved in like A&R companies and things like that. And it's a little bit harder because you do have to sort of pigeonhole yourself. I don't know what else to say about that, really.
What are some of the qualities that you associate with pop that maybe makes it different from prog rock or indie rock? Or
just like a nice tight song, you know, chorus, verse, chorus, that type of thing. Bridge thrown in there somewhere. Something easier to listen to. Like not all my stuff's pop. Some of it's like alternative. I guess those sort of fall in similar categories, alternative pop, indie.
When you think about your music and you think about, you know, your audience listening to your music, what's the kind of image you get in your head? Is it someone, you know, listening to the song while driving, you know, or is it someone being at a live show?
More like driving, definitely driving and being alone with it. I see people enjoying the live show, but I think my music's more of like a by yourself type thing, or maybe like with a couple friends. It's not really like, oh yeah, let's party, let's put on Mo Dog Darling, you know?
Right.
It's more like, oh, I'm driving alone in this weird like desert area. I want to put on Mo Dog Darling.
And remind me again, you mentioned earlier about something that you're licensing some music for. That you're writing some music for?
Yeah. Well, I'm just like, I belong to Taxi, you know, that music organization. I just joined, and they let you know. This is, again, like another tip for, like, musicians. They let you know, like, what A&R people are looking for and how to get your songs licensed and who's looking for what. It's like an agency type thing. And being involved with that, just since January, I've seen, like, what people are looking for. And even if I wanted to write songs, like, not under Modog Darling, maybe under an alias, just to, like, you know, get in there, get a licensing gig, getting paid, you know, for songwriting. Because it's what I do. I've got a million songs, you know, might as well just put them out there.
And do you see that it's a healthy home for your music, like yeah, being in movies and things like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I do. You know, for some of my music, maybe not all of it, but right now, you know, life is short. Wherever you can put your music is a good thing. I know people are like afraid of selling out, and I can understand that because that's a concern.
Well, there's a big difference between selling and selling out.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
You gotta get paid for your work.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Selling out means, you know, I guess giving up your integrity or doing something that you really hate, you know, yeah, in order to get paid. But if you can write music that you want to write.
Right. You know? Exactly. Which is what I'm doing, you know?
Cool. Well, are you ready for another live song?
Yeah, I'd love to.
All right, cool. Let's get the other mics up. And what are you going to play for us now?
This is a new one. It's actually special for your show, John.
Oh, thank you.
This is the debut of this song.
Oh, that's exciting. You're listening to Modog Darling on Is Good on killradio.org.
Baby's in love when she walks, you better follow. When she's talking to you, you better listen, girl. Falling for her will bring more than what you bargain at the second-hand store. She'll trade you for two dimes. Oh, no, 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 you're wasting your time. She's made her mind now, and she'll never. Another hand now is tucking her in, saying goodnight in the small hours. Baby's in love for much longer than the weekend. Nobody's seen her, and they're not surprised at all. Giving a love will bring more than what you bargain. When we're nearly soaking, she'll leave you hanging to dry. Oh, no, 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 you're wasting your time. She's made her mind now, and she'll never. Oh, no, 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 you're wasting your time. Another hand now is tucking her in, saying goodnight in the small hours. Oh, no, 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 you're wasting your time. She's made her mind now, and she'll never. Time another hand now is tucking her in, saying goodnight in the small hours. Baby's in love, baby's in love, baby's in love again. Baby's in love, baby's in love, baby's in love again, again.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Modog Darling. That was wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
I was checking out your MySpace page. You got a whole bunch of videos on there
Oh, yeah. In fact, I really want to play a song called City of the Future, which is a full band project.
Okay.
But the top video, if your viewers or if your listeners want to go and view it, it's called City of the Future, and it's a stop motion piece.
Oh, cool.
And yeah, it was a labor of love, you know?
Yeah, that's really hard work putting together a video.
Yeah, especially I was doing it all by myself. I've got a high quality digital camera to take shots of my artwork and stuff, and I just sort of used that.
So you actually made the video your own song?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was really, seriously, like 18 hours. Sometimes 20-hour days, like especially in the last 2 weeks, putting it together.
And you were your own assistant director and your own catering service. And
yes, exactly.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was crazy. But I made all the sets and stuff. I started doing this art thing where I'd take a book and I'd sort of dissect the book and then create a scene using the pages from the book and then put it back in the book. So it's like a hollowed out book, and you know what I mean? Oh. So you open the book and then it's like this little sort of diorama, like a scene, paper scene. And I got the idea to do a video using that as the premise. And I was in Acres of Books in Long Beach, which is a great place, by the way. You should go there and get some used books. But I saw this book called City of the Future, and I was like, City of the Future? That's an awesome title. It had nothing to do with like a future city. It was like Kansas City, you know, 1900s. But I just made the whole video around that title and that book. I created the little diorama, and then I made all the little characters and then shot the video, and City of the Future was born, I guess.
Videos are a really interesting thing, you know, because it's, I don't know, when you write a song, you have an idea in your head of some imagery that goes with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's pretty rare that you actually end up being in full control of a video that gets made.
Yeah, and,
you know, Video Killed the Radio Star actually is a significant statement about, you know, it's a lot of songs that I wish I hadn't seen the video for, mm-hmm. because it robbed me of that, the joy I got from the imagery that I created when I first heard the song, you know?
I know.
But you have a bunch of different videos there of your stuff. Has it mostly been a positive experience for you?
It's mostly been a positive experience, yeah. I've got also another stop motion animation thing, which is my first one, which is a little bit more choppy than the most recent one because it was like my first endeavor. And then I've got a live action one, and then also one that's, I think it's some live footage from a show.
Cool. Do you have any upcoming gigs?
I don't. Nothing set up. Although I will be playing with Jessica Dobson, Deep Sea Diver, at Open in May, I believe. And it's going to be a really fun show. I'm going to be giving away a scene, a framed scene from City of the Future.
Oh, wow.
We're going to raffle that off. And then Jessica Dobson's going to be doing some live, I think, Italian songs, doing some Italian singing. And she'll have a Fellini film playing in the background. Open's a really cool place. It's also a bookstore in Long Beach. If you guys want to go out, it's going to be in May. Keep an eye out for it.
Yeah, let me remind me of it, and I'll be sure to give it a shout out over the air.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, send me new music as it comes in for me to play.
Oh, most definitely.
And myspace.com/moedog
darling. Yeah.
Darling.
Yeah, you got
and
it.
Drop by the MySpace there, check out the video, and we're going to play City of the Future now. Should
we
sign off with that?
City of the Future. Actually, I've got the video or the CD in here in this backpack.
And tell me, what is that backpack? That's another project
that
you do?
This is another project, yeah. If you guys want to go on MySpace and go myspace.com/backpack, that's a little 80s alter ego for you. It's also Modog Darling, but actually it's Marisa Perdisic, but as backpack. It's like a completely different thing. But I urge you guys to check it out. It's kind of fun.
Cool. All right, so we're going to listen to City of the Future by Modog Darling. Is it the first track here?
Yeah.
All right, and thanks a lot for coming on the show.
Oh, my God, it's been so much fun.
You've been listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This will be available for download later today from myspace.com/thisisgood and isgoodmusic.com.
When you go to the city of the future. take a care.